Largest Radio.
I reference McDonald's a lot because I go to McDonald's. I love the silence that follows that statement. Like I just admitted to support dog fighting or something.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
There isn't any room at the top for local girls like us.
Leveling the online business and marketing playing field.
I'm not giving up.
Batting 1,000 every time.
I have a head for business and a bod for sin.
The Strategist Radio Live.
I'm telling you, she's your man.
With TJ Marino.
You're like one of those crazy cops, aren't you? The kind nobody wants to ride. Perfect, all in the dead, crazy.
Wakey, wakey, it's time to play E 602 on the West Coast for your Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. Every champion was once a contender that refused to give up. Welcome to Strategist Radio Live. I'd be your host, your humble host, Tony Marino. Glad to see you. You know who you are. Love you very much. You look fabulous. Today we talk about marketing strategy and how to become a rock star content writer relative to business marketing, particularly that of marketing online. Key content creation and distribution is paramount for generating market awareness, brand development, and brand trust. Also, respect and credibility. Are killer content creators, are they born or are they made? What say you? What does rockstar content creating look like? What are the primary attributes and skill set of today's most influential content writers? That's our focus on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. We'll also check in with Babette Hepya. She'll talk about 5 tips for selling advertising on your website or newsletter. Make a little bit of coin, multiple revenue streams. And Susan Emmer, the founder of Silicon Beach Marketing, will check in and talk about ways to create sponsorship packages that sell. We'll also check in with our friends over at Entrepreneur in dealing with criticism and rejection and how both can build your capacity to success. All ahead. Good morning to our Inner Circle members, by the way. 120-some-odd countries now. It's amazing what we can do with technology. I first want to thank Alan Levy and the fine folks over at Blog Talk Radio and also Live365, our partners there. A number of years ago, we JV'd together, and they help us to transcend our domestic borders and take this radio program overseas. Thank you. We love you. Inner Circle members, about 83,000 strong. Inner Circle membership is absolutely free. Want to say good morning to Pam and Frankie, Tim, Elizabeth. Good morning to Crystal. Hello to Catherine, Kathleen, Kathy, Sabrina, Dina, Karen. Good morning to Marcia. Hello to Tina, Nicole, Kilara, Rita, Patty. Hello to Charlotte and Grady, David, Bill. How are you? And yes, that's a Breedlove guitar. I think it was in yesterday's program, the header on Google Plus, and if you're wondering what in the world I'm talking about with Bill here, we're not connected on Google+. Just simply go to tjmarino.com / the lowercase g and the plus sign, and then you'll see all of the postings each and every day for the program. Also, good morning to Dove. Hello to Lisa, Joe in Rome, Italy. Hello, Preston. Good morning to Denise, Diane, Alina. Hello to Lynn. Good morning to Tiffany. Hello to Julie. Hello to Sarah. Shannon, how are you? Good morning to you, John. Hello to Stephanie. Good morning to Heather. Hello to my good friend Michael. Hello to Chuck and Doug and Aria and Erica, Virginia. Good morning. Our friends over at Rackspace, Joseph and the crew there, BMW USA, our Bezos and the Bunch over at Amazon, a load of Random House, Avon Mars Company in Wrigley in Chicago, which they've now merged now because they've got Wrigley and the chewing gum and the chocolate bars, you know, the Mars Wrigley Company now. Amazing acquisition there. It's a good place to go get pimples.
Yeah! Acne.
And to get fat because you can, yeah. I chew gum, and I love my chocolate. All this being honest right there. Yeah. I'm a chocoholic. Matter of fact, I had a little small piece of cake before this morning's program. Also, good with my coffee, of course. And our hardworking friends up in Kirkland, Washington, good morning to you at Costco.
Yeah.
There you go. Lots to talk about in the 30 minutes. We do this Monday through Friday. If you're new to the program, summer schedule's Tuesday through Friday, right? And you can hear it live from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. It's 30 minutes. We're in, we're out. If you miss any portion of the program Monday through Friday, please feel free to check out all of the archives for free on the Hub while you're signing up for the Inner Circle at tjmarino.com. All right, so before we talk about how to become a rock star content writer today, let's check in with our friends over at Entrepreneur. And here's the deal. Whenever you start to do something out of the box, whenever you start to look a little shiny and pretty, ever notice that there's people out there that are going to toss around the criticism? And the bigger you get, the more you get more criticism. How about rejection when you're starting out? Things like, oh, you can't do that. Oh, how many times have you tried with these harebrained schemes? Sherry Campbell sends along. This is our contributor this morning from Entrepreneur. She's a psychologist, author, and speaker. Sherry says, no matter who you are, when you have a dream and are committed to achieving it, you're going to face critics, and you're going to experience many rejections. So you're not alone. You're going to face people who have the outright desire to take you from your path. Many people who may be in power will use their position to push down your ideas that are not in line with their own, or ideas that they don't understand or value. Just as detrimental are the caring concern. You know those people that I just care about you, so I'm concerned. They try to protect you from unrealistic dreams. And what they end up doing is they keep you from them. The greatest obstacle to success is your own fear and your own beliefs, and certainly your own beliefs in the way critics and what they have to say about you, right? Instead of running or quitting, make the emotionally strong choice to move forward in spite of perceived setbacks, understanding that sometimes it is only your opinion that matters. Now, in that way, you'll receive 5 powerful gifts from the people and situations that don't wish you well at all. So here, let's check out some of these things. Emotional strength is number one, all right? You got to have emotional strength. The pursuit of happiness nearly guarantees the more you seek to fulfill your purpose, the more obstacles you're going to face. Remember that one. It's a true story. As you come across naysayers, you must learn to not integrate their fears into your own belief system and decision-making process. Pursuing a dream is emotional strength training. You're always in training, right? It's a work in progress. The more motivated you are to make the difference and change the world, the more you rise in your success. The more you want to create and lead, the more rejection and criticism will show up on your path in an all-out effort to derail you. Now, this is an opportunity for you and I to develop the skills, strategies, and the resolve to continue forward. In doing so, your naysayers, our naysayers, because I got them too, become your greatest motivators. You flip it around. It's almost kind of like Aikido or Judo, where you leverage their strengths and they beat themselves up. It's actually pretty clever. The Japanese have mastered this. Google it. Google Judo and see what I'm talking about. The more you want to lead, the more you want to create, the more these rejections are going to come up. So what you want to do is you want to flip these people around into your greatest cheerleaders. And they're going to fuel your desire to show them just how wrong they are about you and the direction you're going. That's kind of, I'm kind of squeamish about saying this, but it's the absolute truth. One of the reasons, there's many reasons why I went back to school and got my undergraduate. There's many reasons why I continued on with my MBA and got that. And now I'm working towards my doctorate. I should have that done in about a year. It was because I had people say, oh, Marino, you've got too much on your plate. That scholarly stuff is too much of a box for you. Yeah, you probably would wash out. Well, all I can say is,
yeah!
See, you can do this, right? Number two is self-control. Receiving criticism and rejection is common when your pursuit is doing important things in the world. And we're all about positive social change, right? So force yourself to become conscious of the rude, ill-informed, and unkind people who emerge to tarnish your shine. With an awareness of them, you gain actually more control over your emotional reactions to them. Negative people lurk around every corner. And the reality is that things aren't going to be fair all the time. And you got to accept that. Because you will interact with a fair number of these people, you have the opportunity to develop unbeatable self-control. So critics love to get under our nails, don't they? And push us off balance. It gives them perhaps a sense of power and control. Use these people and experiences as exposure therapy until eventually rejection and criticism has little to no power over you. Now, by weathering exposure to the negativity of others, you develop control of your emotional reactions to their efforts and their efforts to set you back. Next is refocus. Learn to say next to every no. Rejection, it is not the end of the world, nor does your idea merit being discarded. Look for gifts in the feedback that comes with rejection. I love rejection. I love critics because it gives me an opportunity to take a look and to analyze what in the world they're talking about. Does this thing have any legs to it? Does it have any teeth to it? Maybe it does. And if it does, maybe there's some corrections I need to make. And you got to be willing to make those corrections. Accept what can be successfully applied and refined and make your idea better, and then move on. Each rejection leads you closer to that yes. Because you know the 15 ways I got you a no, or the 200 ways I got you a no. Each no feels like another step back, but is really bringing you one step closer to the realization of your dream. So refocusing your energy is the most creative energy. And you have the opportunity to refine, repurpose, sometimes to reinvent. I've done that one a number of times, and perfect what is already in place. Rejection, if you allow it, can fuel your deep desire to succeed. To be successful, you must compete, and compete. Then you have to be fearless. Success is all about risk. Each time you put yourself and your idea out into the world, you risk rejection and criticism. So don't be shocked or dismayed when it happens. Success is about getting knocked down, learning resilience, and then getting back up and risking again. Each time you take a risk, you become emotionally stronger. Each loss provides the information your pursuit needs to determine what new direction to take. Risks take courage, and courage can only be developed by doing courageous things. Giving up takes zero effort. That's for babies. Getting up, that takes resilience. So most of the happiness derived from success is not monetary, but the confidence you build along the way as you risk, fall, try again, risk, and then succeed. Unwavering belief in your purpose. When you believe deeply in what you're doing, what you're creating, and what your ideas stand for, you develop the resilience to withstand all rejection and criticism. There is nothing more profoundly necessary for true success than a deep and unwavering belief in your purpose. We talked about this a few weeks ago, about instead of listening to that little voice, tell the little voice things. the little voice, oh, but you're not going to, this won't work. Oh, it's spooky. Oh, you've never done this before. Oh, most businesses fail when they start up. You need to look at that voice and say, no, 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 I'm not listening to you. Go away. You're bothering me. See, with deep belief, you're going to remain hardworking and quiet because your success will do the talking. And finally, unflinching in the face of challenges. So what kind of true success can really come without real effort, real labor, real headache, real heartache, real sweat? Success doesn't come to the weak. No journey is devoid of self-doubt or setbacks. Success is a matter of standing up to your challenge. It's a matter of commitment and not giving up. It's about getting up and suiting up, even when things look bleak. It is having the complete resolve to pursue your higher purpose. Success is built upon your own determination, not managed by anyone else's opinions. Remember, they're like armpits. Everybody has two, and they commonly both stink. This is why success is never a straight shot to the top. None of us would be nearly as successful as we are without the gifts of the naysayers, the tough rejections, or the harsh criticisms. It all depends upon what you choose to do with it. So to be a standout success, you got to learn to control your emotional reactions and turn all of the criticisms and rejections to serve as your greatest advantage. Most importantly, see the value in it all and be thankful all along the way. I want to thank our friends over at Entrepreneur, particularly Sherry Campbell, contributor, psychologist, author, speaker, for sending this along today. Check out entrepreneur.com.
Strategist Radio.
.617 for your Wednesday morning. We'll talk about how to become a rock star content writer in just a moment. If you've got something you'd like to share on the program, it's a blog post, it's an article, it's a book, it's something useful. Maybe you've hit your head and you've skinned your knee and you want to talk about how you recovered. Let me know. Send me a note. Send it to support at tjmarino.com. I'd love to hear from you, and then I'd love to share your story, all right, with our global audience. Get all the details by visiting The Hub at tjmarino.com. All right. So let's check in with Babette Papya, and she is the founder and CEO of Bakespace. Talks about five tips for selling advertising on your website or newsletter. Check it out.
There are five tips that really help us when we're selling advertisement on our website and our newsletter. One thing is, be careful of the brands you choose. If you choose a brand that's not really top, you know, top shelf, they're going to attract other brands that are similar to that. You want to choose the absolute best brand in your space because their competition is going to see that. They're going to say that that brand obviously knows something, so we should advertise on that website as well. Marketing firms. If you're selling advertisement on a website, you're most likely dealing with the marketing firms. It's very rare that you deal directly with the company. So understand that marketing firms are there for a couple of reasons. They want to make sure that they get the ad buy. They want to make sure it's with a trusted website. The problem is that that marketing firm has a person that is your point person. That person may leave. Now all of a sudden you've got to start with that marketing firm all over again. So make sure that you're consistent in your advertising with them. Because once that person leaves, you want them to pass your file on to the next person. Also, they have other brands that if they really like you, they'll promote you to their other brands too. Opportunity is definitely a two-way street. You have to realize that when you're reaching out to a brand, it should not be all about what are you going to do for me? Can you give me product? Can you give me money? It's about what is it that's their goal. If you find out what their goal is, then you find out what you can sell them. Most likely their goal is, I want to drive people to my Facebook page. If you end every sentence with, we're going to do this and it's going to drive people to your Facebook page, I guarantee you will sell that ad. Ad buys do not happen overnight. People think that they can just call up a brand and be like, hey, give me $500, give me 100 appliances, I want to do a giveaway. That stuff does not happen. We have brands that we work with all the time that by February, all of their money for the entire year is already allocated. They have to go back to the brand and ask them for more money if they want to do an ad buy with you. But if you want to have a successful relationship with them, sometimes use that as an opportunity to be like, look, we haven't worked together. Let's try something kind of low-key, see if it works. when you do have, we want to be top of mind when you do have your, when your money comes in for your next year, we want to be there as part of the initial buy. I think probably the most important tip is download every single media kit you can find with the competition. Find out how your competition is selling their website. Look at the keywords that they're using. Look at the terminology. Look at what their CPM is. Look at what their demographics are. It's not, you're not reinventing the wheel here. You're just making sure that you can stay in the game. So if you, when you're selling advertisement in your website or your newsletter, if you sort of keep these things in mind, it will definitely help you sell more.
Strategist Radio.
Six 20 right now on your Wednesday morning. Happy summer to you and to yours. Make sure that you look for those opportunities each and every day to go out and be a blessing to someone. Share that love. Hurting world out there. Come on, we're leaders. Let's go out and let's be encouragers. Let's be enrichers. Let's be in the moment. Let's look for those opportunities to put those shopping carts away after loading up the vehicle. How about giving up a shopping cart for somebody else? How about giving somebody else that place in line? How about a smile? How about a handshake? How about a pat on the back? Just look for those opportunities to go out and share the love. I'm going to hold over Susan Emmer's piece until tomorrow. I'm going to talk a little bit about ways to create sponsorship packages that sell. Really, she focuses on how to create these financial boosting processes that will help to financially boost, give you some additional revenue streams and ways to create these sponsorship packages. And we'll talk about that tomorrow on the program. It won't be our lead, but we will share that on the program because tomorrow we'll be talking about business strategy, where to set your laser focus upon entrepreneurial success. That's tomorrow's program. And then on Friday, we do book marketing strategy, which also helps straight up marketing. If you're, you know, marketing strategy, pure and simple, book marketing strategy this Friday is the write, publish, and market approach. Authors write books for a myriad of reasons, for a plethora of purposes. And we'll talk about writing, publishing, and the marketing approach on Friday's program, a couple days. All right, hope you can be there to join us. If you miss any portion of the programs, you can get the archives for free on the hub at tjmoreno.com. Help yourself. I really wanted to zero in, and I went ahead and set Susan aside just for today so I could really kind of dig into this, because we think about, you know, content being king, and content really is something that is going to be either written by you or you're going to curate somebody else's work, and then you're going to surround it. I call it the donut, where you write around somebody else's piece. You may use in-text citations. You may use referencing in your content itself. But really, content, marketing creation, and distribution is really paramount for generating market awareness, brand development, respect, brand trust, and certainly credibility as well. So what are some of these skills needed to become a rock star content writer? Well, the first thing is, successful content writers, you have to have the core competency. You have to master a core competency of different writing styles. The reason is that from that form of writing has its own style. When you talk about different writing styles, news is delivered, what, AP style, in short. Informational paragraphs, maybe with the meat of the story at the top. Blogging is more what? Personal, right? Friendly and often opinionated. Ad copy, that's short, persuasive. White papers, a little longer, describing a problem and provide perhaps a solution, critical thinking approach. Regardless, each and every category is content. We call that part of the IMC, Integrated Marketing Communication Strategy. Those of you who have studied marketing scholarly or academically will understand that. So each style writer's master makes them more valuable and in demand. Next is making sure that you've got robust content. Successful content writers don't pick random subjects. Ideation, you may be familiar with the term ideation. It's a marketing industry buzzword, sometimes overused, sometimes inappropriately used, but who cares? It describes the creative process of finding a subject, a topic, title, an angle to write about. And ideation begins with what? It always begins with the research, the analytics. most ideation is done maybe in a team setting, project style. But freelance writers are usually doing it on their own. A lot of times I'll do it on my own. But there are times when I'll pull a team together when we're working on a special project. For my doc study, it's pretty much I'm the Lone Ranger. I do have a committee at the university that we go back and forth so that we can make this thing perfect so that eventually we get the chief academic officer to sign off on it. Which is why it's helpful to know how professional marketing teams generate these ideas. But before doing that, successful content writers, they first need to understand their audience. Okay, who are we writing to? What language are we speaking in, right? Marketers call it creating a buyer persona. You probably heard that. If you know who your readers are, you can write what they want to read. You write for your audience, not for yourself, not for your company, not for your brand, all right? You've got to perform a keyword search. You can go to Google Keyword Tools. And this BuzzSumo, which is another one, BuzzSumo, BuzzSumo.com, show the content writing is a better keyword than content writer, which is what led to a title change. Now, the site is also revealed to that writing how-to posts. They're very popular. One by Neil Patel on how to come up with topic ideas was shared nearly 16,000 times. I had one of my articles a couple of months ago on LinkedIn was shared over 48,000 times. You got to check out the competition. What are other people writing about today? What's going on if you're writing about business? What's going on in Inc.? What's entrepreneur writing about this week? What's trending? And then you need a snappy title. Got to write that. After you have keyword, competitor, and reader knowledge, you got to take your time, choose the subject, and then craft that title that will interest your readers. Next, successful content writers, you got to be custom. You got to be original. It's your reputation. Every post with your name on it should be original. Probably sounds nutty with all the tens of thousands of people writing about the same topics, but it's easier than it seems. Every talented writer can bring a unique voice. That includes you. Different perspective, new competencies, experiences. Bring it to light to an overworked subject. So don't think that there's no more room. Plagiarized content is bad for search engine optimization, bad for your firm, bad for your brand. You need to protect your reputation and your career by taking precautions. So before you submit your work, use an online program. We use Turnitin at the university to make sure that we're not, you know, accidentally using somebody else's work without giving credit where credit is due. Successful content writers, these rock stars, they know SEO, they know HTML, they know CSS and WordPress, but don't panic. You need to only know the basics. WordPress themes have varying levels of automated functions, and sometimes the only way to make your text appear the way you want it is to dig into the HTML a little bit and manipulate the code. You also have to understand how search engine algorithms are changing constantly, and as a writer, you've got to keep up with that. One thing remains constant, high quality is always in demand. If you can write in-depth content from a unique perspective, like I've done for Entrepreneur, you could do the same thing. Now, finally, successful rock star content writers are social media specialists. Name recognition is important. Social media puts everything you need within your grasp. Build your audience, meet publishers, and talk to industry experts. When your writing is published, the fun has only begun. Now you got to start to distribute. So think again about being a rock star writer. It stops being about words on paper and really becomes about content that becomes of value to the reader base.
Strategist Radio.
That's a wrap. We will see you tomorrow on the program. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Tomorrow on the program for Thursday, we talk about business strategy, where to set your laser focus upon entrepreneurial success. God bless you. Thanks for being my friend. Go out and love somebody. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support at tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.